This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, to start off today, I've got some details for you about a contest. Since October is National Pork Month, we are going to be giving away pork certificates again this year, and those are coming from our friends at the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers Association. There will be a total of 20 winners, and each winner will receive two $5 certificates to use at a grocer or locker for the purchase of pork products. To enter the contest, all you have to do is send an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com, enter the word pork, P-O-R-K, in the subject line, and include your name and phone number in the message of the email. Only one entry is allowed per person, and the contest will run through October 31st. We will announce winners. They will be drawn at random and announced on November 1st. And for the official rules of the contest or more information, you can visit WSMIradio.com and click on the contest page. We have all the rules listed there. So again, those pork certificates, enter to win those until October 31st. And visit WSMIradio.com on the contest page for the official rules. Now, in other ag news, new regulations regarding products from Cuba announced last week also ease restrictions on farm equipment and inputs. The Obama administration on Friday announced the new regulations that ease restrictions on products, such as rum and cigars, and the new rules give Cuba more of an opportunity to be a part of supply chains. Politico says certain authorized goods exported to Cuba can be imported back into the U.S. This will allow items initially sent to Cuba to come back to the U.S. for repairs or service. The amendments also make it possible for exporters to directly finance shipments of tractors, pesticides, and other goods used in agriculture, avoiding cash-in-advance requirements that apply to transactions for agricultural commodities. The National Farmers Union applauded the regulations, saying the enhanced engagement with the people of Cuba could offer long-term advantages for agricultural trade. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the state crop report released this week, and we will also hear a local harvest update after these messages. Well, harvest is continuing across the state, and we've got some new numbers to look at this week from the state crop report. Corn harvest was reported at 73% complete compared to 81% last year at this time. Soybeans dropping leaves increased to 97% compared to 95% for the five-year average. And soybean harvest was 58% complete compared to 81% last year. Soybean condition rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 14% fair, 58% good, and 24% excellent. And looking at winter wheat planted reached 43% compared to 50% for the five-year average, and winter wheat emerged was at 14% compared to 27% last year. And now it's time for our local harvest update. Today's visit will be with Amy Rozier, who serves as the general manager for Hamel Co-op. Amy says farmers have made good progress in Madison County and have mostly good things to say when it comes to yields and the quality of the crops.
Harvest is progressing along very nicely. Corn, I'd say we're about 85% done. I have a few people who have switched from corn to beans to get beans while they're standing well. Beans, I'd say we're about half to 60% done. Everyone's been fairly happy with their yields. Not quite as, they did not get as big a yield as they had anticipated, but they are, don't have anything to complain about. So far everyone's happy.
Well, that's great to hear. And that's really been mostly the trend with everyone that I've talked to so far. So good news there. And I know you do have a full service grain elevator at Hamel Co-op. I'm assuming the grain has looked pretty good. I haven't heard of any main or big issues around the area.
Grain quality has been fairly decent. There's a few areas that, you know, we've had a little bit of cob rot issues, but other than that, it's been fairly decent. You know, weeds have been a struggle this year with all the rain. You know, our herbicide programs just didn't last as long as we hoped they would have, but I think that's pretty safe to say in any area that got a lot of rain this summer.
Well, good to hear that. And as always, we're taking these crops out, and then we need to be thinking about what's left in the soil. And you do have fall fertilizer available.
Yeah, we have our plow down program. We're actually out spreading fertilizer today. We had a few places where we're in some bottom grounds where we're not being affected by the wind as much. But because today is fairly windy, but we're very fortunate to have a range of acres that we can find a spot that has some shelter so we can keep spreading and keep working.
Well, that sounds good, too. And do you have applicators that will apply that for farmers?
Yeah, we sure do. We have a Terragator we just purchased last fall, and we are busy with that. We also have buggies available for farmers that prefer to spread their own. However, we can always get their acres scheduled in if they are busy doing other things like harvest and tillage work.
Okay, all sounds good so far. And also, we're in fall right now, and soon it's going to be winter, even if we don't want to think about it. And what that means as far as livestock producers is going to have to be supplementing in some feed, most likely, because we're going to be losing that grass and that pasture area. And you have that available as well.
We sure do. I've actually had quite a few guys pick up protein tubs this last week. Their pastures, with harvest coming along, things are starting to dry up. That's something that everybody needs to keep in mind, that we had a really wet summer. Now stuff's starting to get dry. So far, we've been very fortunate not to have any big problems, but it's that time of the year when we all get busy and hectic, and, we need to take time to clean off our combines and clean our equipment to make sure we don't, have any buildup around them that could start a fire. Stuff's getting pretty dry around here, so we definitely want to take heed and watch that. And as with that, pastures are drying up too, so you need a little extra protein. Something we are offering coming up on November 22nd. There's a lot of changes coming to the feed industry as of January 1st. We are having an informational meeting regarding the veterinary feed directives here in Hamel.
And I'm assuming you're talking about it now, so anyone with an interest is invited.
Yes, anyone with an interest is invited. If they could give us a call at 618-633-2215 and let us know they're coming, that way we know how many people to plan on. We have a veterinary clinic in Greenville. Dr. Jennifer Ostrom is going to come and speak. I have a Purina nutritionist coming to speak as well, and we'll have other information just about the upcoming changes to the feed industry with VFDs. If you haven't talked to your vet, these changes are coming January 1st. Whether we are ready or not, they will be here. So it's definitely time, if you have not talked to your vet, to talk to your vet now.
Yes, and with that VFD, the Veterinary Feed Directive, as I told you, it seems like we had a lot of time when we first started talking about it. But as you said, January 1st, that's only a couple months away.
Yes, it's going to be here before we know it.
And I want to talk a little bit more about the feed that you have available at Hamel Co-op. If farmers would have questions about what's right for their animals, you do have someone there that can talk to them about that and can kind of serve as that feed specialist.
Yeah, Taylor Gray is our current feed specialist. She's happy to talk to anyone. I previously held that position, so if she's busy, I can always talk to people as well.
And you have things not only for the common livestock, cattle, swine, but also some more unique animals as well.
Oh, yeah. Anything from alpacas to zebras, we can feed it. We have quite an assortment of different livestock under our hat. We have several customers with some exotic stuff, and we always enjoy talking to them about that and helping them out as well.
And I believe, Amy, we talked a little while back. I had been talking to you about chickens because that was kind of a new and exciting thing. Has the business kept up on that? Have you seen growth, or is it about the same as the last time we talked?
Yeah, our chicken business continues to grow. What's really taken off since probably the last time we talked has been the beekeeping supplies. There's a lot of big interest in beekeeping right now, and we're really excited about that as well. And Taylor has gone to several different beekeeping classes, so she's kind of my resident expert. And then we also are fortunate enough to have several people, beekeepers in the local area, that also are a wealth of knowledge for us.
All right. Well, sounds good. And Amy, thanks for your time. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to mention?
I just want to let everyone know that we wish all of the farmers and their families very safe and happy harvest, and everyone else. The farmers are still out there moving equipment around, just enjoy the countryside, enjoy the scenery. They're just moving from office to office out there on the roads.
Amy Rozier, General Manager for Hamel Co-op. And don't forget that the National FFA Convention kicks off tomorrow, so make sure to tune in this week for updates and interviews with local FFA chapters in Indianapolis. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.